Good morning, everyone. This morning's sermon is titled Simply Say and Believe. Things like, I need you, Lord. Lord, help me. I know you have this, Jesus. Please take my burden. Simply say and believe. I recently heard this story on the radio. A group of believers were asked to listen to the song Jesus Loves Me with just the white keys on the keyboard, and then they were asked to listen to it where they added the black keys as well. And then the group was asked which one sounded better. Of course, everyone said the music where both keys were played, the natural white keys and the black keys combined. Some of you may know that the black keys are called sharps and flats. Sometimes sharps can be defined as points or edges that can create risk or injury. Using flats as a slang word can mean feeling foolish or gullible, a disappointment, or lacking excitement or depth. These flats made me think of the low points in life, just as they are mentioned in the valley of the shadow of death in Psalm 23. These are times that we all experience at one time or another, the times of testing, the times of spiritual trial, where faith can be strengthened. I'll be sharing in a bit from Ephesians 2:12 through 22, wherein Paul reminds the Ephesians that they used to be without Christ. Without Jesus Christ, the Gentiles were without spiritual blessings, without light, without peace, without rest, without safety, without hope. They did not have peace, the peace of Jesus. The temples of the time had many courts, separating and dividing areas by gates and walls. The men would enter one court, the women would enter another, and of course the Gentiles were pushed to the outermost rooms of the temple. Jesus was always preaching about tearing down the walls that divided people. Here specifically, he was teaching about the very divided Jews and Gentiles. Jesus reconciles the two groups between them, bringing them together. Ephesians 2:11. Therefore, remember that formerly you are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision. Remember that at the time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. One new humanity. I love that. That's what this world needs. And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. By his blood, through his blood, their hostility needs to come to an end. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. You see, people everywhere need to hear the words of Jesus. Verse 18, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. all people have access to God. With Jesus as the cornerstone, the church is given its stability. He crossed cultural boundaries. Jesus reached out to those who were at the edges, who were the outsiders. He was a gifted speaker, and he spoke the truth. What things made it difficult for them back then to become as one church? I'm not sure why humans do it. A church is a group of people, two or three, who are just praising God and believing in Jesus. And then humans come along and say, well, we're going to be the Catholic Church. Nope, we're going to be the Baptists. Nope, we're going to be the Mennonites. Nope, we're going to be the Episcopalians. And in doing so, the attitude of my church is better than yours came into play and still does. Back then it was traditions, prestige, what divided them, finances, distribution of food, who would have more rights. We could probably come up with a good list for the kinds of walls that are separating people today. Today, with social media, it's become politics, money, skin color, where you were born, where you live, what your faith is, and there is distrust. Today, we could call them walls of hate, walls of differences, hostility, the opposite of love, the extreme opposite of love. But Jesus went on preaching to all who knew God and even to those who did not, and he preached love. I wonder how the Ephesians felt to be told that they were loved, that they were all part of the family of God, as believers. Jesus offers and teaches ways to knock down those walls, and he does it gently. Gently. He wanted the hostility to end between the two groups of believers, and he was able to demolish the dividing walls. Jews and Gentiles knew that they finally would learn that they could be one in Christ, those who truly believe. We can find comfort in knowing that God's construction is still going on, both building up and tearing down. What Jesus did on the cross, suffering as a guilty sinner in the place of guilty sinners, brings us nearer to him. He was sinless. His death on the cross is the common ground for salvation for both Jew and Gentile, and for all our church denominations in today's world. Jesus is our peace. Jews and Gentiles were brought together as one body within the church, where our unity in Jesus is far greater than our previous differences. First Peter verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Peter wrote this so that everyone would know how much God cares for them. He cares for us. When we trust in the Good Shepherd, we experience the simplicity of peace and courage. The church is a building perfectly designed by God in which Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. The church, this church, Wellspring Church of Skipbeck, is a living space for God and his people. The Holy Spirit is its architect. Jesus asks us over and over to trust in him, to know that he can take our burdens. The Lord always wants what is best for us. He does. We are his children, and he loves us. So express your burdens to him simply. Simply to Jesus, say, Lord, I'm scared. I'm angry. Lord, I'm ill. I'm hurt. Lord, I'm worried. And ask him to carry that burden for you. Make it a habit to go to God before those emotions escalate. I'm not sure why in our human brains, when negative comes in, all we do is start to think negative, and then we start to spew negative, and then it becomes there permanently. Stop that. Before it even begins, go to the Lord and simply lay it before him. Lay it at the foot of the cross. If you need to, get to a faithful friend who will help you walk you through what you're going through and share positive Bible verses together, stories of the past where people walked through things and got through things because they relied on Jesus. Know that Jesus is strong and wise enough to handle all of our concerns and problems and worries. Find rest and strength in God's personal care for you. Be confident that you can handle the problems that God entrusts with you. God has confidence in you. Sometimes we're going through our life and everything is happy, and then another person enters in and says something or does something, and everything is just turned upside down. Why is our world like that? Because we need to lean on Jesus. We need to read our Bibles. We need to have what words to say to people who are hurting us. And you know what? God truly has confidence in each one of you. You can grow in his love. You can grow in his confidence. You can respond to people who may be hurting you or to a situation that is bothering you. Respond in a very spiritual way. Allow your confidence to grow in Jesus Christ. In our green hymnal, there's the song called Trusting Jesus, and it's written by Edgar Stites, and I just wanted to share the very first verse with you. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when our faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the day goes by, trusting him wherever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. We go back to the title. Simply say and believe. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bring your peace among us. Help us to break down any and all walls that divide us so that we may be bearers of your love to others. May people see Jesus through us. We surrender our burdens and we cast them upon you because we know that you care for us. We can say it every day. Lord, I'm hurt. Help me. Lord, I'm hurt. Please help me. We can repeat what our sorrows are and what our needs are daily. And you are there for us. We trust you to carry what we cannot. We pray that you will exchange our stress for your peace and rest. Father God, we are thankful for this sanctuary, both for its physical place to gather and for the spiritual refuge of belonging to one another in Christ. Thank you for the grace that allows us to grow through these challenges that we have. Thank you for the love that unites us in fellowship. And so we simply say, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. And we thank you for all that you do for us. In your precious name, amen. Would anyone like to add something?